This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Saturday that China's latest actions on Taiwan were moving away from a practice of resolving issues peacefully to coercion and toward a use of force. At a news conference in Manila with his Philippines counterpart, Blinken also chided China for retaliatory actions that went beyond firing missiles to walking away from climate change talks. He said the United States would work to ensure communication channels remain open to prevent miscommunication. Blinken spoke about China to VOA's Khmer service on Friday.
China's reaction is so disproportionate and so dangerous, whatever it feels about the visit, launching 11 ballistic missiles, including over Taiwan, sending its ships all around Taiwan. Five of the missiles that it launched landed near Japan. And I think what you're hearing from countries throughout the region, including ASEAN, which put out a statement, is real concern about how destabilizing and dangerous these actions can be.
And of course, the visit he's speaking about was a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the island of Taiwan earlier this week. British military intelligence says Russia's war in Ukraine is about to enter a new phase, with most fighting shifting to a nearly 350-kilometer front stretching southwest from near Zaporizhia to Kherson, parallel to the Dnieper River. Long convoys of Russian military trucks, tanks, artillery, and other weapons continue to move away from the Donbas region and are headed southwest. This is VOA News. A high-ranking U.S. delegation lands in the Solomon Islands Saturday as Washington wrestles with Beijing for influence in the region months after the Pacific nation signed a secretive security pact with China. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman heads the U.S. delegation visiting the Solomons for 3 days to mark the 80th anniversary of the World War II Battle of Guadalcanal. The United States announced this year it plans to reestablish an embassy in the Solomons nearly 30 years after closing its last mission. China has an embassy in the Solomons with close ties to its government. Beijing alarmed Western rivals by signing an undisclosed security pact with the island in April. The deal, which critics fear could lead to China gaining a military foothold in the South Pacific, is likely high on the agenda for the U.S. visit. Tens of thousands of people attended mass prayers Friday in Baghdad's Green Zone in a new power play by Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after his adversaries conditionally backed his call for early elections. Al-Sadr has for months been in a political standoff with a rival Shiite alliance backed by Iran. Worshippers converged on the vast square inside the normally secure Green Zone, home to government and diplomatic buildings, including the parliament. His followers began occupying the parliament on July 30th. A third person has now died in the lightning strike in Washington, D.C., near the White House. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
A third person has now died from injuries following a lightning strike in Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C. The park is across from the White House. A 29-year-old adult male has now died from his injuries. The fourth person, a woman, remains in critical condition. A husband and wife from Wisconsin were also killed by the lightning strike Thursday night. 76-year-old James Muller and his wife, 75-year-old Donna Muller of Janesville, Wisconsin. According to their niece, the Mullers were celebrating more than five decades of marriage. The White House says they are saddened by the tragic loss of life. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Texas jury has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay $49.3 million in total damages to the parents of a first grader killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The final award handed down Friday includes $45.2 million in punitive damages and more than $4 million in compensatory damages. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is